much, children of God?
Musibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Mbuuliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
Wish them the best.
Ebyo ebiva eri Katonda obulamu.
Which come from the living God.
Mumugambe webale kujja. Mugambe webale kujja. Era webale kwerekereza byonna okunoonya Katonda. Kulikayo mu services wedde.
We'll come back from the services we finished.
Manyi nga byonna bikoleddwa nga oda ya Katonda bweri.
I know that all has been done as God's order is.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Babaddewo ku makya ekigambo mukiwulidde bulungi.
In the morning you were here, you heard the word well.
Ekye kitabo ky'okubala kwa Katonda.
Of the book of the numbers of God.
Mu ggwanga lya Uganda.
In the nation of Uganda.
Lwa mawanga gonna mu nsi.
On behalf of all nations in the world.
Nga bukyali mu ggwanga lya Israel.
As it was in the nation of Israel.
We
told you we are a nation called to prepare all the nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ. But the book of Numbers
is
one of those helping us make the order, prepare all children of God in the world. I hope you have been here, you heard it well. We shall add it on next Sunday in seeing the way we prepare ourselves. Hoping the praise and worship has done you well.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let me hope you've praised God with all your heart and all your life. And worshipped Him with much love. You know those words, the praising. It's to be that and you praise someone over things he has done and praise, lift him above all the rest. And the worship, it's to worship above all things. Everything is above it. That is the worship.
Yes, we have
praise
you.
Jesus so much.
We thank
Him, the living God,
for the testimony
of those He has worked for spiritually and naturally.
In
the Spirit, He has renewed us. Even in the flesh, He has helped many.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so
much.
We thank Him for the new members.
It's
your first time in this place. But don't forget we were together home in heaven. We've met again. Let me hope you not get lost from me again. For me too, I don't want to get lost from you. I want all of us to get back home to heaven together.
Amen.
Don't be lost with the world and what's in it.
We
move on, give you a place in our hearts. And we request you open your heart to welcome us. And then each will take care of another. And then we make it home in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. In this time, we want to move on to draft ways. How we can fulfill the call which is on the nation. Is it not that? As we started the book, we prepare ourselves. Now we want to see ways we can draft how to fulfill. We want to study of this word down here. It's the moment to repent for watching over unrighteousness and begin to watch over righteousness. Who is saying, someone wonders what is that? We are going to study of that heading. It's time to repent for watching over unrighteousness and to begin to watch over the righteousness of God. It's the heading we are going to study. Another can say, I've never watched over unrighteousness. You know, it's one of you supported the false prophets to be in the world, deceive the world, when you gave out offerings in the wrong place. You know it
ain't.
One of you supported the shrine of your home in Erasburg. It's one of you cut the poles. Did you know that you supported sorcery or immorality? Many people watch over unrighteousness. And it's a case.
Waluwa agamba.
Did someone say?
Mdufu nzinalisi bulabirira.
Me, I didn't watch over it.
Ubakari nabbi wabulimba ali nabbi wabulimba kululwe.
Oh, he was a false prophet by himself.
Zinange nawanga yobuwi.
Me, I just gave to that place.
Bible yagamba.
Bible says.
Nti tagenda bonereza abakola.
It's not going to punish those who do those acts.
Tagenda bonereza abakola boka.
It's not going to punish those who do those acts.
Na yena aba wagizi.
But even those who support them.
Akatebereza amuga gwa wagira madini ya.
Imagine
if you
supported those religions before.
Ebintu bingi bitwajja tuwagire bitali bya butuki.
Many things we came supporting which are of unrighteousness.
Iranga kumusango gwa amani.
And it's a great serious case.
Naye kiseera kya kwenenya.
But it's the time to repent.
Olw'okuwagira obutali butuki.
For supporting unrighteousness.
Ate tutanula okusupporting obutuki.
And we begin to support righteousness.
Abasinga kufa emikisa gyaffe gyasibibwa.
Most of us have blessings we have blocked.
Kubanga mbira ebyasooka twalabirira obutali butuki.
In years back we watched over unrighteousness.
Era bulina amakanda ne kati bugenda busaanyawo abantu abalala.
Moving on, destroying many others. You repented. You
here
say as long as I run from falsehoods. But you supported it out there, it's destroying others. Yet you say you ran, you got saved. But you put a brick to build there.
Kati ogenda kwenenya atofuna omukisa gwa Katonda.
Now you're going to repent then get the blessing of God. And begin to watch over righteousness.
Nemu awagira bali bebisiyaga jibuvuddeko.
You supported homosexuals before.
Yes, you have
a praise Jesus.
Omutogo nyinzo okulaba ngobo guli
kutya. See the heading and you wonder of it.
Kisera kya kwenenya.
Time to repent.
Olw'okulabirira obutali butuukirivu.
Watching unrighteousness.
Nti ntanula okulabirira obutuukirivu.
Begin to watch over righteousness.
Kijja kitya.
How comes?
Yes, you have a zibu.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bova wa contributing akunjiri ezobulimba
mu nsi muno. If you contributed on the false gospels in the world.
Munangu warabira obutali butuukirivu.
Friend, you watched over unrighteousness.
Wali atunda mini obe yatunda ku mini.
There's another who sells mini or sold them before.
Warabira obutali butuukirivu.
You watched over unrighteousness.
Ekigambo ekyo kigazi nnyo.
That word is very broad.
It's you play
this cause every village. You know those you supported to enter that. You drank of cocaine.
What
did you do which supported unrighteousness?
It's
you clothed ministers that you can seduce people. You watched of unrighteousness. It's time to repent for watching over unrighteousness. And we begin to watch over righteousness. Many of us we passed places.
In
things we supported not worthy. This day when we pray blessing from God,
He
refuses saying, you know people you have destroyed. You watched over unrighteousness. Most of us get within that word. If you want to repent in the last days, if God refuses to forgive you,
where
you have foundations you've laid which are to kill many others,
He said,
I will not forgive you.
For
foundation of destruction you supported it.
Now,
others they destroy that you are forgiven. That made Apostle Paul be beaten to pay for what he did to others.
You know,
Apostle Paul watched over unrighteousness in ignorance, yet he put in much strength.
God gave
him up to be punished, yet he had to move, redeem back those people.
One
day was beaten 40 stripes like he beat others.
Maybe
you didn't mind of that word.
When you said,
Lord, as long as I've discovered truth,
but
you first supported unrighteousness in one way or the other. Bible says in Romans chapter 1, says God will not punish those only who did things, but even those who support. Now, if you're a supporter,
When it
comes to church system,
years
back you supported religions
and they
moved on plant falsehood in the world. When you got saved,
you
fell in the false born again.
They
supported food, tithe, and offerings,
even building
to build wrong foundations.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You played
drums in those places.
You encouraged
others to go there.
Let's read
in Romans, we see.
It's
time to repent
for
watching over righteousness.
And
we begin to watch over righteousness.
Romans chapter 1, verse 32.
Romans chapter 1 verse 32.
Abamanya omusango gwa Katonda nti abakola ebyo basaanidde kufa. Tebabikola bukozi era naye basiima babikola.
If you approve what they do,
omanyi,
you know,
ogenda kugamba nti banne nalisimanyi.
You're going to say, I didn't know.
Butamanya tebukujisa komisha.
Ignorance doesn't make you innocent.
Katonda kya kugamba chimuku butamanya.
What God tells you is one on ignorance.
Kyebirebi obutamanya tabijukira naye akulagira wene.
Ignorance of not knowing, he doesn't remember, but he commands you repent.
Agambye nti abamanyi ddala.
He said that those who well know,
kyabakola
ebi, that those who do fight,
balindidde omusango gwa Katonda.
They are awaiting the judgment of God.
And they are
worthy of death.
Not only those who
do, even
those who
support and approve those actions.
If
you are a supporter,
you're
going to repent, my brother.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
For
you supported.
Yet for God,
you've left people out there getting
destroyed.
You know, maybe you are an immoral person. Even on the village, they knew
you.
And you empowered many people to do those things.
Now
you claim you got repenting yourself. Didn't repent for the work you supported and what you did. This word is broken. And children of God,
they are
bound for these reasons most of the
time. But
they don't think they ever supported unrighteousness.
Even
foundations of unrighteousness are moving on.
You
claim one thing, I thank God.
He
took me from
pain.
It's good.
You repent
to God for planting foundation of those who smoke cocaine, many of them. Did you repent?
And you
say, Lord,
I'm going
to put strength to redeem the many.
You
watch over righteousness.
It's
time to repent.
And you begin
to watch over righteousness of God,
the
works of God.
There are
many things you pass through.
Some
of us have aged in years.
If
you remember the lines of things you passed and did,
some of
them died in unrighteousness, those you supported.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let me
tell you, false pastors and false prophets, most strength they got it from you.
It's
you who brought the much foundation.
You
brought much foundation.
You
put plenty of money to strengthen those foundations.
But
there's another saying,
God will
choose false prophets. Yet what about the supporters? The other question,
if
God chooses a false prophet, what about you who he made a miracle for?
Some of us say
he's the false prophet. Me, I just went there. This is a very great case.
God's
not to only choose those who did things, but those who supported them.
You
tune on their televisions.
That
is a big case. God is going to choose. On the day of judgment, you say, I didn't do it. But you used to watch over girls' clothing miniskirts. And they say, you clothed for us. Those are the cases you hear.
You
didn't clothe a miniskirt, but you approved those who clothed them. You enjoyed watching them. Look at the bums when they are playing. Now the case
of
unrighteousness is equal to the one who did it.
You're
old workers.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You support a false prophet. You took there the tithe and the offering. You took the thanksgiving. You thanked to the devils.
And
strength in work of deceiving the world.
You're
going to repent. God is to bless you back.
Use
that blessing with much strength that you can watch over righteousness. Most of you, God spoke of your life. Most seated here, you supported much false prophets. You were their intercessors.
You
called spirits of people they brought
to
the intercessors. You will come.
Yes,
you are on all your shrine helps there.
Yes,
you moved villages and cities to look for one person. After you made them a child of hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't get angry over me.
The
Holy Spirit spoke of it yesterday in the vision. He said, most of you,
what's
hindered your blessings? For you hold
back
things you watched over which are unrighteous. You've not repented of them. And the other, you've not put strength
in watch
over righteousness you hear of now.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
the words you hear,
they
are not words of apostle. They are words of the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit
got them from the Father and the Son.
When
John 16 says,
the
Spirit will not speak what he wants. Everything will hear from the Father and from the Son. What he will tell us. Don't want us to fail, get a blessing. Hearing it, angels are there, but they say we can't give them.
Because
they watched over unrighteousness before, and they don't repent.
So
not put any strength to watch over righteousness. Yet they used much strength. And they moved villages dry land and they changed them to taking them to destruction.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Read
in Matthew, we see what is.
Some
people moved the dry land and the seas.
Made
crusades to preach false gospels.
Some of you
put plenty money in those.
Matayo esule ya bili mwesatu noru nyiriri ole kumi na omukaga.
Matthew 23 verses 16.
Matayo ya bili mwesatu
Matthew 23 verse 15.
Ziri basanga mwe abawandisi na bafalisayo bannanfusi kubanga mwetolola munyanja ne kulukalu okukyusa omuntu omu naye bwalabika umufuula omwana wa geyena emirundi ebiri
omanyike wakola.
You know what you did?
Move
streets of the entire city.
Directed
people to go to that prophet. The false prophet, the false apostle. Some of us moved villages.
Crusade
one by one. After you fought that child of God,
now
made them a child of hell.
Two times. People came thinking they're taking them to heaven.
When they reached there, you told them America.
Visa.
And I wonder how even they clothed.
The
rich children of God in church. Back to the world for the clothes well before. When they turn to come to church, they confuse them. They clothe short skirts. They call what? Armless.
Okay, back so armless.
They became a child of hell two times. They don't know how to speak. They look funny.
Yet
you put money to make crusades to change that pastor.
Support
them, move villages and cities.
And
they changed that pastor. They made them a child of hell two times. If they say child of hell two times, it means
the one fall
in hell and the lake of fire.
Imagine,
you did all possible to change that person.
When
you
changed,
you brought them, you
reached
them salvation, you made them become funny, showing them foundation of salvation and the light. You know what it is? Go in church, you will see.
This
coming new generation, you see. People out there, they are hurt in those churches. They don't know where you live. They don't know what you're up. As long as you come tithe, give offerings, and their names grow.
If you're there
watching over unrighteousness,
you make conference, you
put money in that.
TV as it and says
televisions beginning
panic
gospels.
You
gave tithe and offering. Even pledgings you made much. And you fulfilled them. God saw you watch over unrighteousness. So you move the dry land and the sea.
You look for
my child, change them.
After
changing,
you
take them in other things. Make them a child of hell two times. Woe unto you. You thought it's never happened on you? You watched up unrighteousness. Sometimes perhaps up to now you're still in it. But there are those still in those things. You are never here, every side you're there.
Righteousness,
you fail to put strength in it, but you work with much strength
to
watch over unrighteousness. You put in everything possible. What surprises, even praying for you, you paid for it. Let them live, I will give. And you persuaded children of God
to
for offerings to be paid
for.
You are the one who supported it. Praise Jesus.
No,
many things you supported of unrighteousness.
And
it's still a case before the Lord. God wants to count seasons of ignorance and he tells you repent.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
He
commands you to repent. To repent. Let's repeat Matthew.
Matthew 23:15.
Matthew 23 from verse 14.
Ziri basanga mwe. Abawandisi na bafarisayo. Bannanfuusi. Kubanga muri enyumba za bannamwandu era ne mwefuula abasabe ennyo. N'olwekyo muli baako omusango ogusinga obunene. Olw'ekkumi n'ettaano. Ziri basanga mmwe abawandiisi.
You first pause there.
Kakati namwandu yawaayo ebintu bye.
Now the widow gave out her things.
N'asigala mu nnaku ate n'alabirira obutali butuukirivu.
Sorrow, yet she watched over unrighteousness. You see how the situation stands.
That
from verse 13 we understand.
There
is a big problem watching over righteousness. We forget to watch over righteousness. You stand to the door to the kingdom of God.
And
you don't enter yourselves. And those who try to come, you hinder them. Let's come from verse 13 we hear. Matthew 23 verse 13.
Naye ziribasanga mmwe abawandiisi n'abafalisaayo bannanfuusi kubanga muggalira obwakabaka obw'omuggulu mu maaso g'abantu kubanga mmwe temuyingira n'abo ababa bayingira temubaganya kuyingira.
Praise Jesus so much. Hypocrisy of watching over unrighteousness. People even enter eating church.
In
things of the kingdom of God. Someone speaks of it as if they speak of heaven.
Can't
tell you what reaches you there. And twisting in finances of the world.
Shut
the door of the kingdom of heaven. And you come
many.
You think you go to heaven by the gospel they preach
and they
don't take you from unrighteousness. Those are shut your way. Themselves never enter. You see someone never mind how you reach heaven. You think themselves reached. Themselves are standing on the door.
Now,
who comes, you want to enter. And they do all things which cause you to stumble.
And remain
churches, yet you sinners.
Abambadde mini,
who close ministers. Speaking what they
abasabira
find.
Those
who pray evil prayers.
Abakole entaro.
Those who make battlings. You remain in that drama. And they begin to look out. Widows who are ever laden with sins.
They
tell them you have to give money to begin televisions, radios and the others. Widows put out their things. People who are there who are lazy, ask the thing we put in. Help our children of God who enter the kingdom. Now that begins to announce sorcery on it.
To do all
things they want, not what God wants.
They
even mobile money lines play down.
Say
money to support the work of God. You ask which work? Listen verse 14. Matthew 23 verse 14.
Ziri basanga mwe abawandisi n'abafalisaayo bannanfuusi kubanga muli ennyumba za bannamwandu era ne mwefuula abasabe ennyo.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Obunnanfuusi buli wano.
Hypocrisy is here.
Kugamba now
they rob things plenty.
You,
do you give them out watch of unrighteousness? And they deceive you with plenty of prayers. Till they have sweated. And they prove you, you're blessed for you watching over God's business. After robbing from you, and they do plenty of prayers upon you.
Touch
your head, bring oil power on you.
And
you come when you're happy,
and
you go bring other things, give them out.
And you
watch over unrighteousness. And they make you get to be humbled their way.
You
reach a time you give them out, no good life is there. Put you in the synagogue, you begin to sleep there. And you failed, yet you watched over righteousness. Those which you move on to give them, what they used to move the dry land and the sea. Today when you get out of Kampala,
You
find tears in other cities. The prophets who gave money went to steal from people from those ends. And they came back to cities, made televisions and radios. And they moved on, robbed many. I don't say all.
You
watched off unrighteousness in one way or the other.
You've
spoken that in the way of church.
You gave
their tithings and offerings.
They
didn't do the work they were meant to do. Children of God were meant to be taken care of. They didn't take care of them.
These
men bought their cars and their houses.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's
read verse 15.
Matayo esule ya biri mwesatu noru nyiriri ole kuminetano.
Matthew 23 verse 15.
Ziri basanga mwe abawandisi na abafarisayo banamfusi kubanga mweto olola munyanja nekulukalu okuchusa omuntu omu naye bwalabika mumufuula omwana wa geyena emirundi ebiri okukira mwe
owulidde.
You hear?
They
moved the dry land and the sea to turn one person. After turning them,
they
make them a child of hell two times more than them. Others are so corrupted.
And
you find the pastor on television speaking vulgar. You
hear
them, you're going to speak vulgar double than them.
Become
immoral than them.
Now
they abuse each other on television.
Yes, we have a zwenyo. Wakufura omwana wa geyene mirundi ebiri. Yes, we have a zwenyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Chitubadde tuko oba chitugena maso na okusoma.
What we are moving on to study.
Waliola bidde kubutali butuki.
Have you ever washed off unrighteousness?
Isera kya kwenenya.
It's time to repent.
Ate tufunule na tusituke na amanyi manji.
Arise with much strength.
Okulabirira obutukirivu bwa Katonda.
Over the righteousness of God.
Emirimu gya Katonda egiri mu butuki.
Works of God which are in righteousness.
Katonda mwete kufutuwa omukisa.
God's ready to bless us.
Na ye ekizibu ekibaddewo.
The problem which has been.
Wobale tulowooza ku mirimu gye wakoledda.
Didn't think of what you did before which we are dead.
Emirimu egyo obutali butuki.
Works of unrighteousness.
Walabiriranga.
You watched them over.
Yet
the target you are up to was one. Many people to come. You get tithings and offerings.
You
didn't mind to change these people to align them.
You
did that, thank you. Everything you get a
paper.
Verse 23, he said this. If you want to see those people, those who give money, watch of unrighteousness. These are things you look and spot them from. Matthew 23:23.
Ziri basanga mwe abawandisi n'abafalisaayo bannanfuusi kubanga muwa ekitundu eky'ekkumi ekya nabugira ne aneta ne kumino ne mulekayo ebigambo ebikulu eby'amateeka obutalyanga nsonga n'ekisa n'okukkirizanga naye bino byabagwanira okubikola era nabiri obutabirekayo.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus so much. They first ignored the main things.
Echisa,
mercy,
obwenkanya,
justice,
no kukiriza,
and faith.
Okutuka kasanga tubera mu kukiriza.
Prove us we are in the faith.
Okugera ko mbarumi sura 10 nyonyo
kuno musa. Romans 10:17.
Okukiriza okuva mu kuri ano kuri ekigambo
kya Katonda. Coming from hearing the word of God.
Echisa,
the mercy.
Nulira omuntu atalina ne no mugamba erale. Sokolete mukama aliyo kakolere.
Tell them first bring God to work for you.
Obwenkanya,
justice.
Kugamba ebimwe bya 10 bikunganyizibwa.
And the things are gathered.
Nayenga biri bw'abantu aborubatu
eaten by a few people
ngate basobola kugabira kanisa nga bwe
beta and they can't give church as they need.
Irangu litaina kisa
agamba
ndabo omukono gukkirira.
I see the hand go down.
Gujayo neze za transport,
the transport money
kama agenda kuwa mukisa bozi wayo.
Let's see if you give it out
nga mwabera bawagiza babera nga ali
muntiko supported I there directed people to go to people like those. That they targeted the tithe and the offering upon everything.
But
major issues, they didn't mind them. They had no mercy. There's no justice. Even holding people in the pain.
It
comes from hearing the word of God. If you've ever watched over those things, you watched over unrighteousness. You were a supporter who watched over and directed people to go there. And God has an issue on you. Praise Jesus so much. These are people. And they put a luggage, a burden on you.
Yet
they themselves can't shake them with their finger. They can tell you, sow your land
ministry.
In the ministry. Yet themselves cannot sow their own land. They sow among themselves the rich and the rich. Those are the people you are in. And you watched over. You advertised for them.
Moved on
that they are men of God.
These
religion, some of you supported them in this way. You see, things are false. You say, the religion of my forefather, I can't get up. Don't go from the religion of forefathers.
Those
days you supported them there. Let's read the next verse.
Matayo sura ya 23 n'olunyiriri olwa 24.
Matthew 23 verse 24.
Mwabasale abazibe baamaaso abasenge jensiri ne mumire ngamira.
Banoboraba
these ones
ebibi ebinene babirekawo.
The big sins they leave them in the system.
Ne bajjamu obubibi
byobutiti. And take out those smaller sins. That's not the anointed. Those ones, they correct them. The immorals and those who are vulgar, they're seated in the congregation. They put out the nuts. The smaller issues. The big ones, they leave them in the system. Yet you are supporting. It was a human being who was tempted. I see you raise hands. Get the microphone, we see. You know to watch over righteousness, what it means? It's a very serious case. You were in the congregation of those who were abusing. You empowered them more. Praise the Lord, brethren.
Amanya Ismail Topaz.
Topaz Ismail.
Pabula service yolalele nkuteko.
But today's service has touched on me so much.
Nembyo nabe nyinzo gamba.
But in all I can say,
nsaba Katonda ansasira.
I pray God have mercy, forgive me.
Kubanga bwe nkuba mutochi jinali.
When I flashed where I was,
eyo mulogo kakande.
At that sorcerer kakande. Truly, I watched over unrighteousness many times. First of all, I used to give tithe without missing it.
And
plenty of my money, I signed it. I didn't end on that. I gave to the television of the sorcerer. My 500,000.
It
is recruiting children of God to Kakande's place. I didn't end on that. I used to put him onto my office. Means I promoted him more. There are many people I made phone calls to. I directed them go there. Indeed, I transgressed God many times. And I didn't end on that. Indeed, God should forgive me. For I did many things. There are those who saw me praise Kakande.
Then,
when I preached them the gospel of truth, they say, you who praised Kakande,
you
too is a false prophet you're praising now.
Now
it's in that psalm to get saved.
So
I pray the Father forgive me for that. May God forgive you.
Pastor, Bible
says confess sins to each other.
And
God is ready to forgive us.
May God
give you, even the rest forgive you.
Amen.
There is another hand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Oluganda Isma bwasabye Katonda okumusonyiwa.
When Brother Isma asked God to forgive him,
ne mpulira nga nkwatiddwako.
I felt I've been touched.
Ndi omu ku bantu be yakubiranga.
I am among the people he used to call.
Be yaweerezanga ne messages.
Whom he sent even messages.
Lumutu aliko naye.
One day we were with him.
Nangamba nti esawa zino omuntu ne bwampe mitwala atano oba akakadde.
He told me this time if someone gives me 500,000 or a million.
Newe kabaka school fees nkateeka mu basa ne kawaya.
School fees I put it in Pastor Kakande.
Echamazima yangamba ngo kujanga wano.
The truth he told me to put it here.
Nangamba yalabye omusana.
And he told me so light.
Kati nasoka kwebuza nti erije yangamba nga yali nga nkuba.
I first asked the one where he told me before, was it rainfall?
Byebimu ku bintu ebyansinga ng'okunsiba obutajja.
Some of the things which hindered me to come.
Naye Katonda fena atusasi.
But may God have mercy on all of us.
Mukama abawe omukisa.
May God bless you.
Amen. Mukama bana atusasi.
May God have mercy.
After
here, you take it behind. Praise the Lord, brethren. Me, if I speak mine, I can't even shed tears. For what it did to support the kingdom of Satan is too much. I moved the dry land and seas. I moved house per house. I gathered. I group of children like 50. I power in Church of Uganda. After I got saved, I go to false prophets. Me, I even skipped food when a prophet told me a false prophet. I want 1 million. Do you have it? I run, get it.
Would
they have put food for me on the table? And the wife said, first eat food. I say, they have called me. I will take money. When it reached crusades, Petro cannot cease to be in the generator. There are whites who came. We moved villages. We preached the word. We built synagogues. There are more than 10.
Presbyterian Church in everyone among.
The Presbyterian Church down here.
Presbyterian Church in Mutungo.
There's a Presbyterian Church in Mutungo.
Presbyterian Kajans.
Presbyterian Kajans.
When Amarao.
After I finished that.
Seta.
Seta.
When Amarao.
After there.
Waliwo International School. Lincoln International. No, not Lincoln International School. Waliwo Ekabalagala. Nagenda yo nenzimba.
I went there.
When Amarao.
After there. These things are amazing. Because when we finished, they put us in a house. And the false prophet, everything he speaks, you don't answer. The rest
I
will speak for the plenty because of time. But I pray God to forgive me. But the work I did out there, it was too much. May God bless you. May God have mercy on us. Many times, children of God fall in problems like that.
They watch
works of Satan for not realizing cause of much mercy. One day King Ahab, he helped the one God was persecuting because of mercy.
Iranga oyo musajja bwe yagala okuyambibwa.
When the man needed help,
yagamba bakabaka ba Isirayiri babeera
ne kisa. The kings of Israel are too merciful.
Tunaagenda nga twesibye
ebizibu. When we go there putting rugs on ourselves, they will welcome us.
Bwe yamala nayaniriza omusajja oyo.
After he welcomed that man,
Katonda yamutumira nabbi.
God sent him a prophet.
Namugamba gwe walabiridde gwe
njiganya. Watched and welcomed the one I'm persecuting. Now your children will go in the place of his children. Even your possessions will be taken for his possession.
The other people
remained living. Ahab and his family destroyed. Look, you watch over the evil, they remain well off. And you end up being so bad off.
Wanji.
Praise the Lord, brethren. I'm Pastor Dan Kato.
Me too,
I'm so afraid of today's service. And I got so surprised. For me, I thought the old is past.
And I'm
fighting with the new which is ahead. But as I saw, and truly, God still has a date on us. But me, I'm having a question. Right this time, we watched over many. Others, we taught them evil actions. Others, we left them in prisons of Satan. But if today,
the
person I told to drink alcohol, smoke cocaine, took them in the prison of Satan, if I go preach the gospel to them, or I no more can meet them, but I bring others from aside, can the case be shifted from me for the other, or it can't be forgiven me? For I know very well, God has to ask us those people. That's why he's brought this message. I wanted to know those of the back, though we've put a television and they refuse to come, you took them where they are. Will the case shift from me because of those? God paid me for the new I didn't know of, which I've brought. Those have preached today in salvation. Oh, it will remain. May God bless you. Praise Jesus so much. When you read in the Acts 17, verse 30, it speaks with us like this, to answer that question. Acts 17, verses 30.
Kale Katonda, ebire by'obutamanya teyabitunuliranga. Naye kakana alagira abantu bonna abali wonna wonna okwenenya.
Ekigambo kiri kimu.
The word is one.
Alagira abantu bonna okola
kiki. Commands all people to repent.
Ekizibu ekibaddewo tewakitwalako mulamwa
kwenenya. Problem which is you didn't mind to repent of that.
Ate Bible yegamba mu Matayo sura
y'okusatu. Bible says in the Matthew 3.
That
bear fruits to prove you repented.
It's
when someone repents for watching of unrighteousness in eras before, they put in so much strength to work and support righteousness. Apostle John the Baptist,
children
Israel came to him to repent
in
the baptism of repentance. He told them, do not be tempted to claiming you have your forefather Abraham. God can get his other children from the stone. He told them, but bear fruits to prove you have repented. It's the time for repentance,
unto
watching over righteousness, even to put in much strength to watch over righteousness. God
will
not tell you look for all people where they are, but for watching over righteousness, it will be the one day it will reach them.
But you
can't know even where some are right now.
Though
others were for destruction, the case is you, the one leading them to go there. This day, We make our spirits got lost. But the greatest case is on Satan. Even though we too we are responsible. And why Satan is accused? Who is the father of the liars? Accused him of your case, of your getting lost. But the truth is the one who led you into that.
He's
the father of the liars.
He's
the liar and the father of liars. He's the one who led them into lying.
He directed
them in lying and into sinning.
Even if
Satan wants to repent now, God can't forgive him. But to human beings, God gives us repentance. You know they are prophets. They would have repented at the end when they check from the body. God wouldn't have forgiven them. For example, like Muhammad. Foundation he planted of falsehood is
never.
If he would have repented at his death point.
Not
their foundations left and they are very, very strong.
If
we repent and those falling in hell, it
is because
that you are in heaven.
Before that, the prophet
made us fall here. What are you doing in heaven? That's why I don't plant foundations of falsehood.
And
you think you'll repent at the end. You have to repent when there's still time.
And you
get time to fight that unrighteousness.
Even
to proclaim in the world that you gave up on unrighteousness. Even the village, you know you were a thief and a moral. You stopped it and the one to remain, you're not a supporter to them. Some of us shall go back to our village, tell them, I will sell myself. I no more sell myself. If you're selling yourself, it is hell.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Praise the Lord, brethren. Asking of this issue the Holy Spirit has hinted on. And these are
brethren.
Those who move shaking their palms. When we are in the false prophets, we gathered ourselves the boys and we
are
going to preach the gospel. We told the girls, you tie your bums well and you paint your lips, appear well when you go to preach the gospel, and they close miniskirts to seduce those they preach to. Supported those who clothe the long
way.
Even up to today, many girls clothe like that. We told them, come as you are.
And
did stop them clothe as they clothe. What can we do not support that unrighteousness? Now you hear that issue. These were preaching, a group of people go preaching, which tie themselves the tight panties and skirts. And they went, did funny things on themselves. They go teach unrighteousness as they claim speak in the name of Jesus. Many children
copy
that way. And if people of church clothes like that, let's do it more.
Resume
preach with all our actions.
So why we
warn all of you? Clothe us people who fear God. The one who clothed ministers, you clothe well that your gospel will change.
Your
actions to that it can work. And unrighteousness and not unrighteousness.
You've
seen another hand. Praise the Lord. Pastor Sebale. I want to know this issue of repentance. For we've moved in repentance for a long time.
When
God joined me on full knowledge, He told me to repent. We've come repenting. But the word of repentance, how shall we prove that God has had mercy on us? For messages come and say, repent, and we repent. We've watched over unrighteousness. This message has come before. We repented. Even today it's come back. Now the proof.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Proverbs
1:23. He says that accept my rebuke. I will pour my spirit on you.
It
will draw you to understand my words.
One
of what proves the repentance has worked, you begin to understand the word of God. And you begin to get revealed of it. The second thing, in the Acts chapter 2, verse 38-40.
He
says that repent, you will be given a gift. It's the Holy Spirit. The other, Acts 1:8, when the Spirit will come, He gives you power.
That
power, you use it watching over righteousness. One of what proves you're forgiven, the fourth one.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Because
in the John 16, this Holy Spirit, when you come from verse 5 and to 15,
didn't
help you convict sin, righteousness, and judgment.
You
too, you feel it ought to redeem many. The other,
get
what's of the Father and begins to provide
to
us. We begin to see the blessing of what we need in life. For He Himself,
2 Peter
chapter 1 verse 3, authority which gives us what we need in life
and
in the serving of God.
If
God sees you have not gotten strengthened, not gotten all the things, He will remain rebuking you
till
you will prove you've totally left it.
Oh,
he rebukes the one He loves. If He told it to us, strength with
serving
in righteousness didn't appear. Did it appear?
After
we've come the time we want here. If we touch your book where you write
things,
disorganized. You say, what did you repent then?
Why
said Matthew 3,
repent
and bear fruits worthy of that repentance?
I'm
not saying forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for. It's finished. It's not like that. You have to bear fruits
which
are worthy of that repentance. Let's read in the Matthew we see. Don't just repent, brethren. Repented, we want to see
the
proof of confirming your repentance. Matthew 3 verses 7.
N'abasaddukaayo abangi nga bajjirira okubatiza kwe n'abagamba nti mu abaana b'emisota ani yabalabula okudduka obusungu obugenda okujja. Olw'omunaana, mubale bibala ebisaanidde okwenenya.
Bear fruits.
Yabagamba nti manyi muli baana ba misota.
Know your children of the vipers.
Baana baba sitani.
Children of the devils.
Nayani abalabudde nti ekinaddira kizibu.
Warned you that what is next is
not easy.
No one deceive you. Come to repent. If you want to prove it,
mubale bibala ebigwanidde okwenenya.
Bear fruits worthy of your repentance.
Bwe tuba twenenya,
if we repent,
tuteekeko ebibala ebikolwa.
Let's attach on actions.
Obu amaanyi,
the strength.
Galige wakozesanga okulabirira obutali butuukirivu.
Use to watch over righteousness.
Gatuuse.
Turn it.
Ogakozese mu kulabirira obutuukirivu.
Use it to watch over righteousness. And you see the blessing of God. Many times, church we enter repentance. Sometimes we lacked eatings and drinkings. When we ask and pray in repentance, even the first
thing,
and sometimes God provides for us. And we think, our first thing which is caused us to be given,
yet
God sees you getting broken in your spirit, and you get contrite, and he gives you
the see
how you resume your sins. It touches what you have gotten.
And
you go back in the cycle of fasting. You cry tears. He helps you then. Think to discover. He doesn't help you for your fasting. But he helps you. Broken and gotten contrite in heart.
If
you saw your giving of unrighteousness. Yet what threatens you, repeat it. And you claim and begin to think you'll fast again. That's where the problem is, children of God. When we repent, fruits don't follow. Those worthy of the repentance, here it is. We are so weak. When you went to the shrine, you went in time.
Just
to God.
You
don't have no time.
That
you repented, how can he consider that?
When you
went to be deceived prophets, you went early at 6. They got you away from
6.
Now you are complaining how time is left, that we are delaying here. Now he is wondering
at
you.
You
repented, but fruits don't show.
Yes, you've
been to a false prophet and
they
put you on tension.
And they are snatching
all money from 6 to 6 in the evening.
There
are places they leave at 1 in the night. They go there at 6 in the morning. Service finish 1 in the night. Yet they are there. They eat within the synagogue. They put businesses around. Things move within the synagogue. You shouldn't get out. All money is gathered in there. Let me tell you, think of repentance.
God
will release it through Pastor Sebale.
He's
not asking it as we repent, repent. If you repent, you ask over things you repented. Last time,
you
were at the altar of repent, repent, not getting from them.
Today,
God comes once, repent over this.
Here,
you're not settled, aligned
here.
Even
when
someone wonder, how long shall we repent? But you add even mats. You sit down, have mats as you shake yourself every day. Day and year after year.
This day
comes once, say repent.
Lord,
your repentance.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Brethren, what I will request, ears are ears to open. Ears of those who had shut their ears and they opened, watching over unrighteousness has to end. And begin to watch over righteousness. God speaks in the Isaiah
29,
speaks like this on this issue.
He
opens ears to hear his words.
Those
who pervert in spirit, he restores us. Time to stop unrighteousness. Watching over unrighteousness should end and arise to watch over righteousness, which comes from faith. And the faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are in Isaiah 29, verse 17.
Isaiah 29,
verse
17. Lebanoni alifusiwe ennimire nnyimu n'ennimiro ennyimu baligiyita kibira
kakati ekigenda okubaawo
kiriabamalala
tubadde tubayita bamukisa
mu
kitabo kya Malaki sula
ey'okusatu
olunyi olw'ekkumi
n'essatu
agamba nti abamalala bagesezza Katonda
the arrogant and proud have tested God
ne balaba omukisa
and they saw the blessing
era naffe ne tugamba nti beba omukisa
we who said they are blessed
ne tubawagira mubutali butuukirivu
bwabwe we supported them in their unrighteousness
ne tuwaayo
and we gave out
ne tutuuka n'okugamba
we reached to say
ndi okuweereza Katonda kati kwa bwereere
something God has been in vain
kubanga abamalala bebalaba omukisa
the arrogant are the one blessed
n'agamba n'awandika ekitabo ky'okujjukiza
atulaga
ebintu nga ebirina
okubeerabw'otunira
mu Isaya
29:17
agamba ebiro bye tulimu ekibadde kiyitibwa ekibira ayagala kiteekamu ebibala ate kye babadde bayitanga ekirina ebibala kikyusibwe okubeera ekibira ababadde bayitibwa ab'omukisa kiseera kya kukyusa balabike nga bakikolimu ate ababadde bayitibwa ab'okubeera ekikolimu abawa omukisa jjukira mu biro byaffe tubaddeyo nga tulabirira obutali butuukirivu naye nga ffe tuyisinga okuba obubi bali be tulabirira n'abakola ebyo nga bali bulungi
kati
mukama ayagala kuwa kanisa mukisa yonna naye ekyayagala okwenenya ebyokulabirira obutali butuukire mu biro
ebiyiseffe
buli muntu kumu ku ffe mu baana ba Katonda ayagala tuwa mukisa ayagala tubeere n'ebirungi naye nga tugenda bikozesa mulamu buno ne mu kuweereza Katonda ensonga gyawa mu kiseera ekyo bino bye birina okubaawo
Isaya esula eyabirimu omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omunaana era ku lunaku luli omugavu w'amatu aliwulira ebigambo eby'omu kitabo n'amaaso g'omuzibe galiraba okuva mu butalaba ne mu kizikiza
ku lunaku luli olutakyali walawola lututambuliramu nga
leero
omugavu w'amatu ogenda kubikuba otegeera ebigambo nga bwe tubitegeera wano
understand words as we understand them here
naye olunaku olwonga lugenda mu maaso yagamba abalabirira obutali butuukirivu bagenda
kudibizibwateri
mukisa eri muntu yenna
abadde
agenda mu maaso n'okuyimirizaawo obuweereza obw'obulimba mu nsi kubanga omukisa baagukozesa bubi naye ng'agambye mu kaseera ako ababadde tebasobola kutegeera bigambo bya mu
Bayibuli
n'ababadde baziyibwa amaaso nga tebalaba mutuufu n'olabirira obutali butuukirivu naye nga
totegeera
gwobiteeka mu ssente baaguziba amaaso baakuloga gwobadde mu kifo gwe mwegayirizi gwe bataddeko emizimu ku mutwe egikola ssente zaabwe Yesu
praise Jesus.
Kati oli omuwarami n'abadde akugamba.
Now the sister has been telling us.
Ye baali bamufuula mpaji.
They made her a pillar.
Buli service ng'etandika
yali
nobeera waawuba omukono
has to be there wave
alimu ekintu kiwuba amafuta agatambula naye nga yasinga ate okubonaabona n'obutafuna
kyakulya kyokka
ye mpaji ya nabbi oyo
w'obulimba
kati mu kuddukayo amugamba tolina gy'olaga omanye ebyange
ebingi
ye nabbi
eyamugambanga
kati ebimu ebyekkumi tebyaweze tulina ofunayo ebisajja bye
tukuula
tebannaba kwogera abo boolaba bajja kujja okwogera kaseri gwe linda nabbi nga yamulagirira ebisajja ebyokukuula ate ng'ebimu bya mu kkanisa naye nga nabyo bisiru
busiru
kakateeberezaamu omwana wa Katonda ng'oyo
ali
muno nabbi wa Katonda yamukulembeddemu naye raba ebimu byamukulemberamu ndowooza obiraba ebisajja ebyokukuula nga yabimuleetera nga beekwese mu kigambo kya mami ng'abagaba bano bawala
bange
nze mbagaba
I give them out
kyokka naye nga naye akuula
kennyini give herself out she did two face
kakati
naye nga mulabirizi wa butali butuukirivu mu bw'amaaso n'obutategeera kigambo kya Katonda nga yalabirira obutali
butuukirivu
yabadde afumba omukyalo oyo nabbi omulogo omukazi naye nga bw'aba afumba ayinza okufumba ku ssaawa 12 paka 12 nga takoowa ayimiridde yeetala mu buli mulimu bwe yaddanga yeewuwe n'agwawo nga lwawulira nti akooye kubanga bwe yalinnyanga ekigere wa nabbi
oli
mu nnyumba y'okola emirimu nga waliwo ekimutemba akola nga tajjukira nti alina n'abaana ewaka nga mulabirizi bwe yamala nga n'addayo kukuŋŋaaniro n'ayonja entebe ng'ate batambula ku kyalo obuwulira
enjiri
kakati gwe tomanyi kye bayita kulabirira butali butuukirivugeri gyekikosamu kikukosa gwe kennyini nekikosa n'emirirwana
gyo
n'abeewammwe
mukikaeky'omubiri
abamu kumwe temulina bintu
byammwe
obugagga bwammwe bwabavaako
kubanga
mwalabirira obutali butuukirivunaye katonda n'anyigawo n'agakambi
mujjeko
nsooke mumwetolooza omwana wange
tebamuzikiriza
nsooke mumuleke nga mwavu katonda n'asooka kujjako bye walina okuba
nabyo
kati ayagala
okukuddizaakugamba
ekintu weenenye mu kulabirira obutali
butuukirivuatusitule
omutima n'amaanyi
mangi
okulabirira obutuukirivu olabe omukisa gwe gwe gusitule busituzi otandike ndi kati ntandise tagenda kulinda omale kukola bingi okukuwa agenda tunuulira mutima gwe
ogumaliridde
mutunulire abantu abo tubuulire byebagamba mu bwangu
mukama yeebazwe
praise the lord
twebaza omwoyo omutukuvu olw'ekigambo ekyo
we thank the holy spirit for that word
neewuunyiza mutume ng'ayogera awo ndabidde ddala nga tabadde ye
surprised the apostle speaking and I've seen is not him
ekiro neebuuza ne ŋŋamba naye mukama
and the night I asked myself said
lordlwaki obulwadde buno bunnemeddeku alusaz
this sickness ulcer insisted on me
naye n'enkizuula
yet I discovered
abantu be nnatwala eri obubi
the children I took into evil
mukama yeebazwe
praise the lord
mpozi nze nalowoozanga nti mpeereza mukama
me I thought I was serving god
naye nga nali mpeerezanga
sitaani yet I was serving satan
mu kusooka nalowoozanga mbadde nsoma nga nkyali mu kusoma
initially as I was still studying
nali musinia tu naye nga nfuuwa sigala nnywa omwenge
senior two I would smoke and drink alcohol
paka bwe nalokoka
till I got saved
neŋŋamba kati kambuulira enjiri
I said let now me now preach the gospel
ntandise amakuŋŋaaniro ab'oluganda
synagogue's friend
mbuulidde enjiri
I preach the gospel
crusade n'enzikola
and the crusades have made them
naye ng'abantu mbatwala mu kuzikirira bannaabwe
but I take people in destruction
nasiibanga
I used to fast
ne ninnya akatuuti
and I got the pulpit
nga n'ebigambo gye mbijje bye mbuulira simanyi
even words I preach I don't know
paka omwoyo omutukuvu yali annyonnyola awo
till the Holy Spirit was explaining here
ku busiraamu nga ndaba aya zaagwanga bugwe
Islam I saw the ayas were falling my way
ne ndowooza nti oba nange emizimu gye gyampanga ekigambo
demons gave me the word
ne ŋŋamba ye ku lugundi
I said
lunch hours enagiranga
the lunch hours I used to
abantu baasumululwanga batya
people how were they delivered
nga kati newombuuza ebigambo sibirina
now if you ask me what I don't have them
natandika ng'okutendereza
I began to praise
ng'abantu basumulula
and people will get delivered
naye nga kati ne bwaŋŋamba tendereza sikyasobola kutendereza nga bwe natendereza
I can no more praise how I did it
nabeeranga mu makuŋŋaaniro
I was in the synagogues
bali mugundi mu counseling nze ndi mu kasenge neegayina
I am in the room interceding
ng'abasumba buli omagamba beera wano ku kuŋŋaaniro lyange
be in my synagogue
eri otandika n'obuulira ate nga n'abasumba bakwagala
even pastors want you there
kyokka mbeera mu kasenge bo bali mu counseling
I'm in the room yet they're in the counseling
ddala newankubadde ng'abantu abamu baafuna okwenenya
even if some people got repentancy
naye ffe abataaliwo tubadde tetulina kyetumanyi
we were not here we knew nothing
twongera kusibibwa
we move on get bound
tomanyi nti gwe wabyereetera
don't know you caused it yourself
naye twebaza omwoyo mutukuvu
but we thank the Holy Spirit
kubanga atutaasizza
for he has saved us
Amen. Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
There
are those that made shrine helps. And they are sorcerers.
They
seem like intercessors, but not intercessors of God. If our sister was able, would have told us. The pastor where she last passed.
She
asked them affairs with them, yet they are intercessors. And the colleague she came with here, the pastor made her pregnant and snatched it out.
Yet
they know things they are there that they are ministering. Let her tell us.
Yet,
pastor is still there.
And
is playing the sheep in one way or the other. Praise the Lord. Maybe me, I was there.
And told me, Annette,
I saw you get a rich man. Even your wedding is of December. But when he took me aside,
so na panza agasajja
yet plotted his men.
Nangamba soko ogweko.
Told me,
soko ogwe odeyo komosi.
First backslide and go in the world back.
Bakoze omutukirivu agwe mirundi
musanvu. This is a scripture says the righteous fails 7 times.
Nangamba soko ogweko.
He told me first backslide.
Omale okufuna omusajja oli.
First get the other man.
Okomewo omukunganiro.
Come back in the synagogue. I told him, if Jesus comes and finds me there, he didn't answer that. They told me they have my things. I've been working in the schools. And I've bought all my property in the house. They told me the Holy Spirit says so, all of them. And we were there. Yet we are the intercessors. The other, my sister, as I discovered, she had like 3 pregnancies. She snatched them out. Him, the pastor, the pregnancies she gets out there for pastors. And yet we are in the synagogue.
No malaria miaka ngalayoli musibe.
10 years, yet you're bound.
Na yetu eva zamu kamoromo yomo.
But we thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus.
Efujo.
You see the stubbornness.
Even to kakatwa abantu batuddewa.
You see people sit here.
Omoyo mtu kuyama nyi bayise.
The Holy Spirit knows what they have passed through.
When
he speaks of watching over unrighteousness, he knows where they end with that word. They told us,
and
others, they made them elders of the church. When the pastor speaks to you those things, and you want to reach the elders, elders say, God said, touch not the anointed. You keep silent, don't speak that again. If I raise here people who got silent over such issues,
yet they
are those at the base, the pastor or the false prophet does.
Yet
they support the things to move on. They first targeted them. Some elders forgive
me.
Some elders, pastors and apostles, they were already used. They see you are speaking out. They have passed my side how many times?
They
see you crying funny tears. As long as anointing is flowing,
it doesn't
pray for people, they fall.
It is
not anointing of God. Never moves in unrighteousness. Shouldn't deceive you that the prophet, when he falls, he retains the spirit of God. You ask it to King Saul.
Soon
as he fell, the spirit of the Lord left him and went to King David. An evil spirit, it
lifted,
came on King Saul.
He
can still have the spirit but an evil spirit.
Now remain
bowing
as to watch
of unrighteousness.
Katuruari mukama atujeyo.
God is God.
Atugama muni no kubiene.
Say you have to repent it.
Yes, we
have. Praise Jesus.
Atenga tuene nya.
And as we repent,
but tumusaba mukama asumuleba ganda ba fabari bifemi.
Deliver brothers from those places.
Simu Uganda mukabra monsiyo.
Not only in Uganda, but in the world.
Ngatumusaba tondewa abantu abamazima.
Ask him create people of truth.
Abatuma abatufu.
Apostles who are right.
Banabi abatufu.
Prophets who are right.
Basumba abatufu.
Pastors who are right.
Basaburo kuwanira baganda
ba. They can uphold our brethren and
sisters. To
love for the world.
Waji. Katusokori kare.
Praise the Lord, brethren.
Amanya nedobozo mutume kukiriza
jo. Apostle Geoffrey.
I thank
God for rebuking us all the time. For he rebukes the one he loves. Me yesterday, it was around
10.
And the Urim came my way. That repent. I tried to ignore it.
After I
humbled repenting, I didn't know what I was repenting for.
Oba yabadde Satan.
I don't know whether it was Satan.
Oba yabadde mu mtu
munange
yadi yeso kuntabula.
I didn't first realize.
Kati nga ngamba nti wenenye.
Told me repent.
Olwe kibanja kiwawadde yo.
For the land you gave out.
Kubanga odiri otyo kunowa ye kibanja.
How dare you give out of your land?
Ode muzigo.
And you go to rent.
Sigenda labi kachitia.
How it will it appear?
Ogenda swala mbangu.
You're going to be shamed to the people.
Kati nentula wansi.
I sat down.
Neso kangamba Satan soko jeri edobozi.
Told Satan take away that voice.
Kati nentula loku enenya
ngamu. I took repentance within me.
Muga mukama nsonyo yero nsasire.
Give me mercy.
Kwebi byenzize nkola mbaganda bangi.
Doing it, my brethren.
Oh, evita guani.
What's not worthy?
Kati, ngechibuza change chiri wane.
My question is right here.
Nti bwemba mazo kwenye nyawentyo.
If I've repented like that.
Kwa tachimba deko murundi gumu.
If it's not happened to me one day.
Nenga bwemalo kwenye nyawentyo.
But after I repent.
Nensinka na obo mtu gwena kore nsori.
And I meet someone I did a mistake on.
Nendo uli yango mutima gunu manyo nyo
nyo. You feel conviction in the heart.
No kwe kango kunji.
Even to fear much.
Nabuli rangi njiri.
I preached the gospel.
Mba nabibu
obuli imba. In the false prophets.
Iranga mbatuwala
yu. And I took them there.
Irana wala wacha aliyo.
Even others are still there.
But
this time,
when
I went to preach truth to them, I found them at the school.
When
I met them,
element,
I covered my face.
And
woman looked at me, she couldn't realize me.
And
I turned left to the place. It's happened many times.
In
the time I meet those people, I feel much pain in the heart.
Why
I preach to them to go there. Yet I have no strength.
Preach
truth to them.
Now, asking,
how is it then?
May
God bless.
Praise Jesus so much.
We heard
in Matthew
23 those
who preach false gospels,
they move cities,
villages, turn one person. If you repent,
or you
discover you have to preach to those people,
or
repent of what you did to them,
what
the Holy Spirit does if he is with
you, he
has to fulfill John 16 verse 5 and to 10, convicting the world of sin, righteousness and judgment. But midst there, the battle arises. The one of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit using children of disobedience, spoken in Ephesians
2.
Threaten, you can't preach truth to those people. Possibly go at least speak a few words to them.
Or
tell them, forgive me of all unrighteousness.
And leave
them go wondering what it
is. They will look,
I forgive you of unrighteousness of
our
word. You throw a seed of the word to them.
You
throw it to them.
Forgive
you of unrighteousness and move away. They will look for you themselves, wondering what you told them. There are those we move to.
If
you have the seed of the word, you pass it in the midst.
Ministers
who can pass the word in the midst.
This is where
you pass it and throw it to them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Leave it to them, you move on. And the Holy Spirit grows it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Maybe
some things of repentance you have to be careful. The Holy Spirit is hard to tell you. Repent for doing a good thing. For I don't know now what he did. What I know of an evil spirit.
It's
the spirit of Satan.
What you
have to do is to redeem many.
So
you have to repent.
For you're
going to sleep badly.
And
just you. What's in 2 Corinthians 11,
14-15.
And masquerades as a preacher of righteousness. There you get your brethren two or three
in the
share of those voicings from the Holy Scriptures.
So
do never rush on them. Stand Jeremiah 23:18. Brethren, in the counsel of God is what? Whether words you heard is the counsel of God.
All
they have come from the evil Satan.
Let's
finish because of time which is left us. In the Isaiah
29,
verses 18.
Isaiah 29:18. Era abawombeefu bali yeyongera okusanyukira Mukama n'abaavu mu bantu bali sanyukira omutukuvu wa Isirayiri.
Abawombeefu abayise mu bizibu ebyenjawulo.
The humble who have passed different problems.
Owulira ebigambo bino otandikira osanyukira
Katonda. Hear these words to begin to rejoice over God.
Oga Mukama webale kutununula.
Thank God, thanks for redeeming us.
Ati ebigambo by'omutabo tusoma Bible tutegeera.
Words of the book we read and understand the Bible.
Abali bazibwa amaaso.
Those who had been blinded eyes.
Ngatuli bife ebyobulimba.
False prophecies.
And
to watch over righteousness.
To
shift them from darkness of not seeing. And right now we see what we do.
Sanyufu.
We are joyful.
Verses
20 he says this.
Isaiah 29:20. Kubango wenti isa bamudibiza. No munyomi akoma. Nabo bonna abalabirira obutali butuukirivu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Because
the one called rather a Satan.
The
servants who are deceitful. They are ending.
Those
who watch top and righteousness.
God
cut down their provision.
You're
going to see those who have been rich in the false churches. They are going to come down.
He's
going to make a transfer.
The
other hand, he wants to give them ready to watch over
God.
God's warning you. Tells you a line, prepare.
He
will bring here.
Now
see. You want God to do what for you?
Gundi obugagga
friend the wealth
Katonda yabadde yabubawa
ekkanisa given it to church
eranga ataddemu abantu
putting people
abali nokulabira enjiri
yobutuukiri
abantu bano ne bakyusa okuva ku mulamwa gw'enjiri
shifted from the track of the gospel
ate abantu bano ne basigala nga babulabirira n'abamu sibetegefu kuwulira nga tubagamba nti bannange mukyusa obugabirizi obwo obuleete tulabirire obutuukirivu kati kyaga ngenda busalako busazi
those who have been rich, you tell me, right from today.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Right from today, I'm not casting anyone, but speak the word of God.
All who Uganda over false
churches, no more getting money. Their property is going to be captured at the border. They will arrest their cargo.
Government is going to be
grabbed. Is going to put accountability on them. Ask where they get wealth from. And some is to be taken from them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. God prepares a new work in the nation.
kati abadali no soka asaleka abarabiri obutali butukiri
cut off those watch of unrighteousness
na yoro okumanti fayagara okukujja mu abawulira
wants to take out we who hear
naba abetege soko jokola biro obutukiri
ready to watch over righteousness
asose tulabira natuka mwenenye muleme kubera mu bensara
ko want that to repent that you don't appear among those I cut off.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Kuba mwatanu okusala kabala biro obutali butukiri.
Cut off those watch of unrighteousness.
Na kusingana nganawo omugabo gwobula kula biro obutali butukiri buguchi aliye.
You to a portion of
those. Ora wasalira kona ina kusalira kota.
He cuts you too off.
Agenda kusala ko buli abadala biro obutali butukiri.
Cut off whoever watch top unrighteousness.
Abamwa agenda kuba wa maso go kulaba.
Others going to give them eyes to see.
Ngaye musajja abadde ateka mu ewambizayo senta
agambe
kino mulijo chichi enteka mu senta
and would wonder why he put money there.
Echo chimanyo kuvali.
You will know that from today.
Ndiagala koma kwa
I want to end here in that word.
Tujja chongera ko kusanda.
We shall add on it on Sunday. May God bless you.
Goroka ku bigerebyo tusanda.
Arise on your feet we pray.
Tuagala kusama kama atusasi.
One has God have mercy on us.
Ari tuagala tuyimusemu abagenda okulabira obutuukirivu.
Raise on us who will watch over righteousness.
Tusaba tuyimusi.
We ask him raise us.
Tulabira obutuukirivu.
Watch over righteousness.
Sife fe kabali mukifo kino.
Not only us in this place.
Naye abaana bakatonda mu nsi
yonna. All children of God in the entire world.
Abayayanira obutuukirivu.
Those who yearn for righteousness.
Kubagabirira.
He begin to provide for them.
Bugenda okubatuukako.
That it reaches them.
Nabalina bye tulina okwesambula muno ne mukuweereza Katonda.
What we can use for life and serving God.
Kitaffe muyinza ebintu
byonna. Father Almighty.
Tukugulumiza nga tukuddiza ekitiibwa
n'ettendo. Glorify you, give you glory and honor.
Tukwebaza olw'akaseera akalungi k'otuwadde.
Thank you for the good moment you've given us.
Tukkiriza nti egwe Mukama atuyigiriza okugasa.
Believe your God teaching us to profit.
Nga bw'atugamba ng'osinziira.
That you told us blessing.
Nga bw'atugamba ssebo kitaffe muyinza ebintu byonna.
Father Almighty.
Father
Almighty,
tujja mu maaso go kabaka wabakabaka.
Come before you, King of Kings.
Nga tukugulumiza nga tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo.
Why you give you glory and honor?
Otugambye mu Isaiah 8:17. Laba nze Mukama abayigiriza okugasa.
I'm going to teach you to profit.
Era abalage ekkubo lye mba mukuwata.
Show you the way you are to take.
Sebo tukwebaza.
Lord, we thank you.
Kubanga n'olunaku olwaleero.
Even this day.
Otubuulidde.
You've told us.
Kukwenenya olw'okulabirira obutali
butuukirivu.
Era n'okuddamu amaanyi. Tutanula okubuulira obutuukirivu era wamu n'okubulabirira ssebo kitaffe omulungi tujjanga twenenya ssebo Mukama
omulungi
tuwulidde mbalumya essula esooka olunya olwasatu mu ebbiri ng'otugamba ssebo mulungi nti weewaawo togenda kunenya abakola ebibi
byokka
naye ne bonna abawagira era tuwulidde Mukama ssebo okusinira mu Isaya essula ya 29 olunya olw'17 paka olw'20 nti ogenda okusalako bonna abalabirira obutali butuukirivu tukusaba kitaffe omuyize ebintu byonna ng'ogenda okusalako abo bonna ffe ffenna buli omu gye yayita Mukama waliyo we twalabirira obutali butuukirivu mu bannabbi b'obulimba gye twatawulanga ebimu eby'ekkumi n'ebiweebwayo gye tweyamanga era ne tutuukiriza Mukama ebyo byonna obitunenya n'abamu ku ffe ayi Mukama mu nsi yonna gye twayita buli omu alina bye yakola ebitasaana buli omu alina bye yawagira ebitatuukiridde naye nga bw'otugambye ng'osinziira mu bikolwa bye batuma essebo bikolwa batuma essuula ey'ekkumi n'omusanvu olunya olw'17 ogambye nti ebiro eby'obutamanya ayi Mukama tobitubalidde naye olagira buli muntu mu ffe Mukama ayingire mu kwenenya Mukama tukwebaza kubanga otukkiriza mu maaso go wagamba osina bbaliwo kane esooka esula esooka olunya olw'omunaana n'olw'ekkumi nti bwe mukkiriza nti muli boonooni nange ndimwetegefu okubasonyiwa Mukama tusaba okkiriza omwoyo w'omutukuvu ajje gye tuli Mukama kubanga watugamba mu ngeri esula esooka olunya olw'23 nti mukkiriza okunenya kwange n'abayiwako omwoyo wange anaabo ne twetegera ebigambo byange ayi Mukama fe ffenna abali mu kifo kino ne bonna abakuyanira mu nsi yonna twetaaga okuddamu ofuna omusana ogw'okutegeera ekigambo kyo era okubikulwa ebigambo byo mu kitabu tumanye Mukama tuve mu butalaba tuve mu busibe bwe batadde mu biro ebiyise nga tulabirira obutali butuukirivu tukusaba Mukama watusuubiza tukaba batuma essula ey'okubiri olunya olw'asatumu omunaana paka 40 nti mwenenye munaaweebwa ekirabo ye mwoyo omutukuvu kubanga okusuubiza kwammwe n'abaana bammwe n'abaana baana bammwe ayi Mukama buli muntu akuyayaanira okutandikira mbali mu kifo kino ne mu Uganda mwonna ne mu Afirika ne mu nsi yonna
Lord of mercy,
provide
a blessing to us. Provide for us, Lord.
As we
take off the treasure of knowledge, bless us physically. Spread the treasure of knowledge in every world.
We want to feel knowledge in
your glory, Lord.
Oh, faithful
God, we ask you
to
hold us, Lord. Thank you with your
Holy Spirit.
Thank you,
send
your angels
to
help us. And whoever I was
standing,
don't pay them
the
big deal. Lose your job.
Amen.
May God bless you. Thank you for coming.